أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه على خوف من فرعون وملئهم أن يفتنهم وإن فرعون لعال في الأرض وإنه لمن المسرفين. In the ayat that we discussed previously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Musa alayhi salam and Harun, the two nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who were sent to Fir'aun. Allah explained how they came before Fir'aun and they had performed certain miracles with the intention of convincing Fir'aun that they had come with the true message of Islam. Fir'aun accused them of being magicians. He gathered all the well-versed expert magicians of his country, and there was a contest that took place between Fir'aun and the magicians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, ayah number 85 or 86 of Surah Yunus, continues discussing the story of Musa alayhi salam. Allah says, فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no one believed in Musa. No one believed in Musa except for a people who were from his own progeny. A people who were from his own progeny and who were from his own type and own kind, that is the Banu Israel. The Banu Israel. Fir'aun belonged to a different class and a different race of people. They were known as the Aqbat, the Coptics. They belonged to a different nation altogether. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was just a few from his own progeny and his own people who believed in him. Ala khawf. Why? Why did many not believe in Musa alayhi salam? Out of fear. Ala khawfin min fir'aun wa mala'ihim. Out of fear of Fir'aun and his group, his mala. Every oppressor or every tyrant, every ruler, they have what we call a mala, a special group of people. Today you have the government and he has his cabinet. That is known as the mala. So they generally carry out the directives and the instructions of the president or the king. So they were fearful of Fir'aun and the mala', the courtiers, and this group of Fir'aun, أَيَّفْتِنَهُمْ, that they will prosecute them, and that they will cause them to fall into fitna, and that they will put them to test and to trial. وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fir'aun had an upper hand on earth. He abused his authority, and he became عَالٍ. عَالٍ, he assumed a position of ascendancy and highness in the land. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he was one of those who crossed all limits. All limits. In as far as belief is concerned, he claimed himself to be God. So there, I mean, what limit is there beyond that? He attributed divinity to himself in terms of oppression, in terms of killing, in terms of injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fir'aun was one of those leaders who pushed it to the limit. وَقَالَ مُوسَى. Musa advises his people, يَا قَوْمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. Listen, my people, if you really believe in Allah, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Place your trust in Allah. تَوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Place all your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. If you are really Muslims, if you are sincere and genuine Muslims, then just persevere and put your tawakkul and trust in Allah. فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. They said, we have certainly placed our trust in Allah alone. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, do not make us a fitna. Do not make us victims of oppression. A fitna, a victim of oppression, a victim of tyranny. Do not make us victims of trials. لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, for the oppressive nation. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ, and through your mercy, rescue us. مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, from the disbelieving nation. This is a very powerful dua. Whenever we fear the oppression of a people, the injustice of a people, we fear tyranny, and we fear becoming victims of crime, or victims of injustice, victims of oppression and so forth. Read this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. This was the dua that the people of Musa alayhi salam made to remain safe against the oppression and injustices of Fir'aun and his people. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we revealed to Musa and his brother, that is Harun, both of them, أَنْ تَبَوَّأَ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. Take houses in Egypt, take houses, establishments in Egypt for your people. وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً, and make your houses worship orientated. قِبْلَةً, build your structures and your homes in such a way that they are worship orientated. When we build a masjid, how do we build a masjid? It's worship orientated. We build, the first thing we do when we are building a masjid or constructing a masjid is we determine the direction of the qibla. And that is now how we are going to build the masjid. Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam and his brother that, listen, you will have to take homes, establishments, structures within Egypt itself for your people and ensure that they are qibla orientated. They are worship orientated. Wa aqimu salah, and establish prayer. Wa bashiril mu'mineen, and give glad tidings to the mu'mineen. Now what is this all about? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing them to build their homes in such a way? Whereas the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not required to build our homes qibla orientated. We are the only ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned 5 privileges, special gifts that Allah has blessed this ummah with. Amongst those privileges and great bounties is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my ummah is the only ummah that enjoys the privilege of performing salah anywhere and everywhere. وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the entire earth has been made a masjid for me. Wherever you are, you can pray your salah. Even if you are flying in an aeroplane, then too you can observe. What a great ni'mah. The previous nations, they were required to pray only in synagogues. They were not allowed to pray in their homes, even in the case of necessity. We, of course, in the event of need, we are allowed to perform our obligatory prayer at home. And as far as nafil prayer is concerned, we encourage to pray it at home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La taj'alu buyutakum qubura. Don't make your houses graveyard. When you go into a graveyard, you don't see any action taking place. People are in and out. Don't make your home a graveyard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, observe salah in your homes, referring to the optional prayer. Nevertheless, so the people of Musa alayhi salam, the Banu Israel, every prayer, even the optional prayers, they had to pray it in a synagogue. You were not allowed to pray. The salah and the prayer performed in the home was invalid. They had to repeat it, go to the synagogue and repeat it. So they had little synagogues within Egypt. When Fir'aun learned of this, he destroyed it. And he demolished these synagogues when he realized that this was a religious requirement. Based on that, Allah Ta'ala told them, listen here, now because you don't have synagogues available, and whatever synagogues you are building will be destroyed, so what you do, your homes, build them worship orientated. Subhanallah. We even though we can pray in our homes do not have to be facing the qibla. So based on the requirement and the dire need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this concession. But this concession is given to Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a great ni'mah and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said to them that build your homes in such a way that they are facing the direction of the qibla, wa aqimu salah, establish salah, wa bashiril mu'mineen, and give good news to the mu'mineen, to the true believers. Something else we learn from here, that we are not the only ummah that were required to perform salah in a specific direction. The mufassirin and scholars explain, what was the qibla of the other nations, they say that the very same Baytullah, the Kaaba was the Qibla of the previous nations as well. It was the original Qibla and it remained the Qibla and the direction of prayer for every nation. As far as Salah is concerned, we also established Salah, they prayed Salah as well. Of course, the postures and the requirements were slightly different from our postures and our requirements and conditions for Salah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.